Welcome to week three of the SiouxLandSportsInsider.com podcast, sponsored by Bob Rose Point After, North End Zone, and West Side Pizza. Alongside me once again, Mitch McCumber from Metro Sports TV and Sioux City Bandits offensive coordinator Jared DeGeorgia. Guys, how are we doing?
I'm good.
I'm good. I'm good.
Ready to get... Have a good weekend?
Yeah, the weekend was good.
I heard you got a little travel in, JD. Why don't you fill in the folks where you were at and what you were doing?
Yeah, it was actually a fun weekend for me. I got to leave on a Thursday and start my weekend, my Labor Day. Flew back home to California, where I'm from, Lompoc, California, that is. Got to watch a big football game where we ended up winning 58-0, which was nice. It was sad because of that game, but when we played it, there's two teams in that town, and that was the big game, the rival game, where everybody shut down. Mm-hmm. And now it's not even there's no competition right now for that other team. They haven't scored one in 29 games now, so a little different. But yeah, needless to say, they inducted us into the Hall of Fame, our class, myself, obviously everybody knows, or most people know if they know me. I had a standout running back in Napoleon Kaufman, who was a first round draft pick for the Raiders. He was back as well, so they kind of did a JD and Napoleon thing. So it was kind of cool.
That's great. Congratulations on that.
Thanks.
Good to have you back in the huddle here. So saw a few pictures. Looks like it was a great time. So
yeah,
congrats,
had fun.
Congrats, well deserved.
Thanks. Yeah, they put a whole golf tournament together. Met some good people. Met a gal. Everything was great. So yeah, it was fun.
Good deal. Awesome. Good deal. All right. Well, hey guys, week three. I don't want to say already because I love football. I don't want it to go by too fast here. Just taking a look back to last week. Sergeant Bluff continued their march. A little bit of a tough game on the road up at Central Line George Little Rock. Probably, in my opinion, Central Line George Little Rock might be one of the best 0-2 teams in the state right now. They've had two tough ones. They've played Boyden Whole Rock Valley and Sergeant Bluff. So, you know, they're dangerous, still dangerous. Like I say, I think they can still be in the mix here as the season continues on. But Sergeant Bluff ended up holding them off, got off to a 28-7 lead, I believe it was, and took care of business. What's your thoughts on that, Mitch? Them getting that big road win here, and now they're set to go on the road to face an even bigger opponent in number one Harlan.
Yeah, I mean, you could look to where Sergeant Bluff coasts out to a comfortable lead, kind of starts to peek ahead at Harlan,
right,
takes their foot off the gas, lets Central Line come back into it. You know, it doesn't worry me because I know this team's going to come in focused. You would like them to handle business a little bit better than what they did. I know Coach Smith's going to, you know, make some adjustments and stuff, but, I mean, this is the hardest game to play for. Harlan, arguably, out of any team in 3A, is going to play for a state championship, so you got to have your playoff mentality game ready. They have almost the same style of team, really, as Sergeant Bluff does, a dynamic player that plays both sides of the ball, mainly plays linebacker, a really good mobile quarterback, and a lot of weapons around them. So it's going to be actually a really interesting matchup. I think that Harlan probably has a few more dogs on their side, but Sergeant Bluff's shown before that they can match up with anyone, and I think it's going to be a really good game.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be back on that game here in just a second. Another team that continues to roll, Sioux City East, you know, takes care of business with North, 54-0. I think some people felt that might be a more competitive game. I was at East practice today, very intense. You know, they're looking to get things in order here, you know, and I'm not always the guy looking a week ahead, but I'm going to be again this week. Obviously, Sergeant Bluff will host Sioux City East a week from Friday, so that'll be a huge game. And then down the line, congratulations to Sioux City West. Coach Brandon Holmes with his first victory as a varsity head coach. Must have been a heck of a game across the bridge, 42-41 overtime over the Cardinals over there. So figured it might be tight. It lived up to that. And it sounds like there was a two-point conversion stop by West to go ahead and put that one in the win column. So, JD, you know, being a coach, that win, what does that do for West this week? And we'll get into that too. They're playing, I believe it's Des Moines.
Hoover,
yeah.
Yep, Des Moines Hoover.
And they've been outscored like 68-7. So
Hoover has?
Hoover has.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So I'm thinking West, you know, legitimately, I mean, you got to think you're going on the road here. Actually, they're hosting at home, I'm sorry. You know, they got a shot for a two-game win streak here. So your thoughts on the big win at West and just the confidence that can give the kids.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's a huge win for Coach Brandon over there. It's a gutsy call for South Sioux City to try to go for two instead of just trying it up and going into another overtime. I also heard during that game with like 25 seconds left or close to that Sioux City could have kicked a field goal and won, but they went for it and got stopped. So then that's how it ended up. So moving forward, this Hoover game, if they're going to get another win, it's one you've got to get over in your head. It's a Des Moines team. We can't beat a Des Moines team or something like that. The good thing is they have them at home. Good thing is they know what it feels like to win now. So if they can put everything into perspective like that, I think they have a great opportunity to win the game. Now, keep it in mind, with Hoover coming here, I always kind of liked playing non-league games, like even in arena football, or because they don't really see your offense that much, and I'm thinking strictly offensive-wise.
Yep.
So that's another advantage for the West High team to come out and say, they don't see us every day, we don't see them at media functions, or I don't see them around town. It's a whole new team, doesn't know what we're doing, so... Credit to I'm gonna go with West in this game for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I think they got a chance to go ahead and make it two in a row if they just stay focused on the task at hand. Let's go ahead and dive into week three. I mean, the game of the week without a doubt is Sergeant Bluff 2-0 at number one Harlan 2-0. Mitch has got a lot of insight in on this rivalry as far as it goes to date. I did speak with the athletic director over at Harlan today because I just want to get a feel for how the town's feeling. You know, I mean, it has the big game feel to it. Harlan's a tradition-rich program. I did not know this. Coach Kurt Blatt had stepped down for health reasons last year, and his son Todd has taken over. Just a few stats on Coach Blatt, because I admire the guy. I think he's one of the best coaches ever in the state of Iowa. He has 415 wins, 64 losses overall. That includes 35 playoff appearances, 11 Iowa State Championship titles, and 8 runner-up finishes in his 41 years. So there's not much he didn't see. But his son, Todd, has taken the reins over. Last year they finished 11-1 in 2020, and he was officially named. He had the interim tag, and then he was officially named head coach this past offseason. So quite a remarkable program. I know there's mutual respect between both coaching staffs. And, you know, Mitch, how big is this game? And, you know, I know it's on the road. They're expecting an overflow crowd. And should be a great atmosphere for high school football.
No, definitely. It's like we talked about it earlier. It's a playoff game. It honestly is. You have number four at number one. Sergeant Bluff fans travel extremely well. Harlan's going to have a packed house. It's going to be a great game. You know, I think that even if one of these teams, because obviously someone has to lose, we can't go out with that, having both teams 3-0.
Yeah.
This won't dictate any of the team seasons, but I have a feeling that this game, you could see this game a little bit later on in the year as well.
I agree.
I think if both teams have just as good a shot as one another to make it to the Dome, so this definitely might be the first time we see them this year, but I don't think it's going to be the last time we see them. Just talking about Harlan, you know, I can talk John Blue in the face about Sergeant Bluff, but Harlan has just as good a team, if not better. The quarterback, Casper Bauer. And they have a threat at receiver in Joey Mosier, and then obviously the stud linebacker tight end, Will McLaughlin.
Another Iowa State commit.
Actually, and I believe him and Jacob Emming, Sergeant Bluff, are actually going to be roommates. So It'll be the battle of the roommate linebackers there. But, you know, just not only do they run the ball really well, Harlan passes the ball really well. Last week they had a 56-7 win over Grinnell. There's not a lot that this team does wrong, and that's the big thing that Coach Smith is going to have to really pinpoint this week is anything that they give you, you have to take advantage of. You know, they're solid on their special teams. Joey Moser had a receiving touchdown and a punt return touchdown last week. You know, they're really explosive, quick receivers. Their quarterback finds the zone, has a high completion percentage, and they play really smart defense. So it's going to be a really tough challenge, Sergeant Muff, going down there. But it's going to be the same thing for Harlan. You know, I think, honestly, they've stacked their schedule in a way. They played a really good Lewis Central team early in the year, won a really gut-punch game there, went on, played Grinnell, and now have Sergeant Bluff. And the rest of their season doesn't get any easier either. So it's not that they're going to be looking past this game at all. I got a feeling this game's going to be a possible game of the year. This game's definitely going to go down to the like who has the ball last. And I'm actually going to flip. I like Harlan in this game just because they are at home. Just because, you know, I think the teams are so equally matched that that's the only thing I can give a flip to besides the coin flip in itself is that Harlan's at home, and usually you give the home team a little bit of an advantage, and that's what I'm going to give them. If this game was at Sergeant Bluff, I'd be the same exact way I give Sergeant Bluff the edge. But I think Harlan has just enough, probably a field goal late, and they nick Sergeant Bluff and end up paying 3-0 and send Sergeant Bluff home with a loss.
You know, I'm looking at Sergeant Bluff offense. JD, I'm going to pull you in on this one. Junior quarterback Tyler Smith completing 70% of his passes. He's 28 for 40 on the season, 411 yards and 3 scores. He's also rushed for 135 yards. So Harlan's going to have to prepare for him through the air and also on the ground. What kind of problem does that present Harlan from a defensive standpoint?
Well, it's always harder when you got a double, you know, a two-dimensional type player, and that's certainly what he is. I mean, he's thrown the ball well, you know, just for a junior.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's 411 yards and 11 scores, and everybody's talking about how Luke Longville's doing so great, and his stats to this point are pretty similar. I mean, yeah, if you think about it. So he's right in the mix for player of the year, whatever you want to call it, all league. But again, going back to the game plan, it is much harder. Now you have to, you know, run, look for run, look for pass, look for Emming, look for, you know, they got a great senior tight end or receiver, Tajon. You know, so they have a lot more options, I think, looking at it on paper. I think it's all going to be about how this defense plays, though, because this Harlan offense is explosive.
Yeah, it is. They've got some cats, and, you know, Emming at running back for Sergeant Bluff also presents some problems there. He's been very effective in the running game as well. So Sergeant Bluff can beat you through the air. They can play a little bit of ball control on the ground. It's going to be a heck of a contest. The Sergeant Bluff defense is allowing 14 points per game. You know, we only have 8 quarters to look at. Obviously, Harlan has some weapons there, as Mitch alluded to, but I actually look for Sergeant Bluff. I know it's going to be tight, but I have Sergeant Bluff winning 24-20 on the road, and I'm basing that off of turnovers. I think they can finish plus one or plus two in turnover margin. I think it's gonna play out well for them. So I like that dimension with Smith. I mean, he really got seasoned last year. He's had his baptism under fire, and I think he'll take the stage here. So should be a hell of a game. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to drive down and watch it. You know, good luck to both teams. I think it's going to be a heck of a game. Probably be 6,000, 7,000 people there to watch. So I know that whole town's excited, and that game just has a lot to offer for anybody that likes high school football.
No, so, definitely.
Looking forward to the outcome of that one there. And then moving on, we're going to go ahead and take a look at Sioux City East. Now 2-0, headed to Lamar's. Lamar's new coach, Ken Vigdahl, got first win last week over Sioux City Bishop Heelan, 22-8. So they've got a little momentum on their sideline here. East, let's be honest, I mean, they've got some athletes, Mitch. Offensively, and I mean, the defense hasn't got enough credit yet because the offense has put up so many points, but they have a lot of points. I mean, they've allowed 7 points through the first 2 games of the season. So they're quickly taking away the run game of the opponent and then forcing them to throw the ball. So be interesting to see how this one plays out. Another interesting stat that I ran into here is Lamar's has rushed the ball 71 times, and they've only thrown 24 passes. You know, I guess pick your poison, Mitch. You know, you're going to try and be ball control. If East takes that away, you know how quickly they can put up points. How do you think this one will play out here?
And that's basically what we had talked about with the North matchup with East is, hey, you just got to limit long balls and that offense's touches, and they tried to do the best they could. The line from North didn't hold up, and they were three and out, turnover here. And then you started giving them more and more possessions, and they score super quick. And it's kind of a testament to the East High defense, because that East High defense is on the field 80% of the time. You know, their offense is on and score so quick that, right, you know, you got to really have some well, you know, conditioned guys there. But for Lamar's, if your tote is to run the rock, then run the rock. Don't go away from anything that you haven't done. If you've only thrown 24 passes on the year, even if you're extremely proficient on those 24 passes, it's not your bread and butter. Don't go away from it. You have your big farm kids. Lean on them. Wear down that East High defensive line. Get a couple yards from the line of scrimmage to start on first and second down. Then if you have to air it out on third down, then do so. But don't go away from Lamar's football. And that's like the main thing I had on this game is you got to control the tempo. We talked about this for the first 2 games with East. As long as you can take away the air attack and the running game of East by keeping the ball in your offense's hands, then you're in good shape. But if this game even slightly starts to get away from Lamar's, you're going to have to hold on, because we thought that last week's game against North was going to be a close one, and East came out and said absolutely no contest on that one.
Yeah.
Broke a couple plays open, 1-2 play drives, already scoring touchdowns from 68, 70 yards out. So this game can get away from Lamar's in a hurry. But I think if they honestly play Bulldog football, they should be in good shape. I still like East in this game. I think their offense is too explosive, especially against a 3A opponent. I think it's going to be really good. They're going to have a test coming up next week, and that could be another thing, too. You talk about people looking weeks ahead, and now they've had 2 games where they've kind of coasted. Don't treat this as another coast game and look ahead to Sergeant Bluff, because this Lamar's team got a taste of victory last week. They're going to be hungry for more. Don't let this game be a trap game, in a sense, for you guys and really lay an egg, and because you could lose to this Lamar's team just as easy as you could lose to anyone else on your schedule.
Yeah, you can't get caught looking ahead. One thing I have noticed about East is I'm really impressed with their defensive line. I think they're athletic. They rotate about 6 to 8 kids. They have 15.5 tackles for loss on the season already. Unfortunately for Lamar's, in my opinion, I think having played Heelan, that double wing, single wing offense, they've already got a taste of, you know, what teams, you know, as far as the running game. And I mean, I think that they have the ability to just out athlete them on defense. And again, on the offensive side of the ball, they strike quickly. And as soon as you start playing pass, they're going to get that inside zone run game going. Brady Wawrinek, the Showside kid. I mean, they've got a lot of weapons all over the field. So, in my opinion, this one it may be punch, counter punch here in the first quarter or so, but I look for East High to extend the lead in the second half. And I've got East High coming out on top 34-13. Jared, what's your thoughts on this contest?
This is going to be a good one. I like what Mitch had to say about the trap game, because you're absolutely right. You know, East is on a hot streak right now, and it's going to be good to see exactly where they fall. Because I think this is going to be probably maybe the best competition we've seen this year.
I would definitely say so.
So I think they're going to win this game handily, to be honest with you. But at the same time, you know, if there's any sparks by Lamar's, now you're going to have to play a football game to win. I honestly don't see this being much of a game, guys, to be honest with you. They've got too many weapons on both sides of the ball. And, you know, and you're right up where the Raiders' defense aren't appreciated enough yet. Well, yeah, there's an air attack going on right now, and we're loving watching it. But when it's nitty-gritty, I wouldn't tell my Bandit coaches this, but defense does win championships. So.
Yeah.
I would in the game, not that I would want to see a team. I'd like to see if Lamar's comes out early and punches East in the mouth. I want to see how this East team responds to a little bit of adversity. Never been down in a game before.
Yeah,
I don't think they never trailed in a game before.
Yeah.
You know, if you start off a little sluggish and Lamar's puts a 7 on the board,
mm-hmm.
Do you immediately respond with 7 of your own? Do you stall out a drive? You know, because a lot of this stuff, as the season matures, you're going to need to have this. Because these Des Moines schools are coming and they're hungry. And they know, hey, you've beaten up on some Sioux City schools, but we're a Des Moines school. Like,
yeah.
they hang that over Sioux City's head all the time, and they got to be prepared for that.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see, almost not that you would want Lamar's to go out and get on a 14-0 run or anything, but I'd like to see how East handles adversity. And maybe we won't see it this week. Maybe we'll see it next week. But that's going to be the real driving factor on how far this East team can go, and how they can handle the adversity in the game. If they have a 2-minute offensive drive against a good defense in them, everything that you need to play winning football, we haven't really seen yet. We've just seen them play a lesser competition and show that they are in effect a dominant 4A school. So excited for the game. I agree with you guys. I think this game might get out of hand earlier, but I like to see improvement and a little bit of a gut punch from Lamar's to kind of see what East has underneath that little mold that they have right there. So
yeah, that's a good point. Kind of moving on down, taking a look at the rest of the Friday schedule here, guys. Some interesting games. There's some good things going on. I want to mention Woodbury Central. 2-0, Ikeon Manning 1-1. Woodbury Central off to a 2-0 start. Just flying up the rankings here this week. So I think they checked in at number 2 this week, playing Ikeon Manning. So special shout out to them. And Mitch, you wanted to mention a couple kids that's playing pretty great at football.
So I mentioned in the previous episode, the Blyle twins. And
yes.
I believe Carter had the actual game-winning touchdown through a fade to the end zone. Actually, if you look at the film, there was a guy wide open in the middle, but we're not going to touch on that. Threw and made a great catch, and then actually ended up having the fumble recovery the next drive for Logan Magnolia. Recovered it, sealed the game. And Logan Magnolia at the time was, I think, ranked 2nd in the state. That was just a great game to watch as a fan. But, I mean, they have athletes all over the field. They have a two-headed running back. Their quarterback's playing well. Their defense, you know, the league that they play in is usually dominated by scores in the 30s and 40s. You get dogfights. They've been in lower scoring games where they've had to win and battle and handle adversity.
Yep.
And going into your middle part of the season, I think they're just as well polished as any team I've seen. I think they handle Ikeon Manning easy. And I'm excited to see how they go for the rest of their season. I'm a really big fan of Woodbury Central right now.
Yeah, I'm a believer in what they got going over there. I'd like to just mention Lawton Bronson. Coach Gardan and his staff are 2-0. I mean, you know, it's a new staff. You do new installs on both sides of the football. Lamar's Galen, 0-2, heads over to Lawton this Friday. There's something about this team that, you know, the coaches are very good coaches. The kids are attentive. I've been to a practice. I've seen they're extremely disciplined, play good football. So it's going to be a fun story to follow along with this season. We touched on Sioux City North. They're heading on the road to play Des Moines North. That's a game that I feel North should win. and moved to 2-1. And then you take a look at West hosting Des Moines Hoover. Des Moines Hoover 0-2, and West now evened up at 1-1. So Jared touched on how using that momentum for West from that win to have that carry over. West Sioux 2-0 hosting Central Lyon. George Little Rock, who we spoke of earlier.
Might be the best 0-3 team after this week. Oh, it's on. What a schedule.
Could be, yeah. I mean, West Sioux's not ducking anybody. And so that'll be interesting to see how that plays out there. And then, Mitch, if you want to please touch on what's going on with Metro Sports TV this week and touch on Dakota Valley.
Definitely. So I'll be at the Dakota Valley Lennox Orioles game at DV this Friday night. DV trying to bounce back, I think, after their second loss, trying to really find their identity. We'll see if the Panthers can get their first win. And then we have two other games, the West Sioux game against Central Lyon that Marty mentioned. Should be a really good game. Like I said, I feel for Central Lyon just because their schedule to start the year has been just brutal. West Sioux isn't afraid of anyone, as we saw last week. I thought I was representing for the 3A's and West Sioux, and we'll take care of that light work for us for you real quick and put a hammering down on Sioux Center. And then we have a number 4 versus number 1 matchup up in Sioux Falls. Sioux Falls Lincoln visits Harrisburg. Should be an insane showdown. I will have that all covered on Metro Sports TV on Rockfin as well. Three good matchups this weekend. You won't want to miss any of them.
Awesome. And let's go ahead and touch on Lennox 2-0, heading over to Dakota Valley. DV looking for that first win of the year, 0-2. What's your pregame thoughts on that contest?
Pregame thoughts, I mean, honestly, normally you would say stick to your identity of run the ball, run the ball, run the ball. I want them actually to flip over. You know, followed their first game against Tri-Valley, the first game of the week. And they air attacked the ball really well. They had 3 times more passing yards than they did rushing yards. And I like when they air the ball out. Randy Rosenquist is a heck of a receiver. And they got a heck of a quarterback. And, I mean, yes, you will need to run the ball. You need to be multidimensional. You can't just throw the ball every time. And don't get away too far away from what Dakota Valley football is of run the rock. But, I mean, if you have aces in your places and you have receivers that are going to go make a play for you every time, you're going to have to be more multidimensional than what you are and really just play some Dakota Valley football. We know that defense is going to be stingy. They led the, I think, all of South Dakota in turnovers in the bracket that they had last year. Mm-hmm. And so you know the defense is going to come to play. It's just that this offense needs to find its identity and start clicking. And I think they got a good shot. I think it's going to be a close game. I'm not going to pick a winner in it sure. Just because I'm calling it or anything. Yeah. But I definitely think it's going to be a better game than DV has shown their first two games. I think they're going to give Lennox as good of a shot as what they have in the past.
Great. And then it looks like we've got McCook Central 1-0, Elk Point Jefferson, who is suddenly 2-0. Coach Jacob Terry's got a good little team over there in Elk Point, and I look for them to come out on top in that one.
I like them going 3-0 too.
Yeah, exactly. And just a quick mention, OABCIG, Beckett DeJean is, you know, kind of.
Are you sure, Cooper? Are you sure Cooper went to college?
I know. Yeah.
are we sure about this?
Yeah, I know. I'm looking at the numbers, and it looks like, a traffic count, kind of how busy streets are, like Jackson or Hamilton during the day, how many cars go through there. But they're racking up some yards, some points. They're a team that's coming into their own. They've taking this opportunity to kind of develop their own new identity without Cooper being in town, and so far so good. So Alta Aurelia 2-0 at Hinton. Hinton's 1-1. Pretty young team there. Hinton, I don't know which way to go there. I think Hinton is, they're extremely young. I think Alta Aurelia's got a pretty good football team. And to wrap it up for this week, Spencer 1-1 at Bishop Heelan, who is 0-2. Heelan needs some good things to happen here. They've 0-2. I think they've only scored 15 points on the season so far. They need to get a lead and see if they can play with the lead a little bit. So seems like they're always playing from behind right now through these first eight quarters. So.
And Helan's schedule doesn't get any easier either as it goes on.
Exactly.
Did you get a chance to go out and talk to Mosman this week?
No, I did not. I plan on going there this week to get a handle on them. I want to give them one more game here, see if they can slip in the win column this week.
Nice.
And then I'll plan on checking in on him next week, win or lose. So we'll hear from Helan next week as well. So, guys, thanks for the time. Jared, again, congrats on the
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Good deal, you know. Good friend like that, we got to mention that. So great award, great accomplishment for yourself. Mitch, thanks for your time again this week. We'll
Not
look forward to week four already next week, guys. So we got some teams at 0-2. They're looking to get that first win and need it this Friday. Other teams 1-1 looking to get to 2-0. And then all our 2-0s obviously looking to get to 3-0. So should be a fun week next week. Everybody join in again. Check out SiouxLandSportsInsider.com as our podcast will post typically on Wednesday nights when we get them done, and also on Thursday. And I will put the link also on Twitter. So check out Siouxland Sports Insider on Twitter as well, and keep track and follow your team all season long. Thanks again, and thanks to Bob Rose Point After, North End Zone, and Westside Pizza for their sponsorship. Truly appreciated, Bob and Terry are great people. Please go out and support them. Thanks again. Talk to you next week.